Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic. Rid your life of toxic people. This is Dr. Heidi. Today, I would like to welcome to the show Megan Wilcox. She is founder and CEO of Soba Sistas Sobriety. She is an alcohol-free life coach and certified professional recovery coach. She has empowered hundreds of women to live a life free from the chains of alcohol. The Soba Sisters support group changes so many lives. The clients reframe their behaviors and beliefs around alcohol. Working in healthcare for over 10 years, she saw a huge rise in the number of women with alcohol-related illnesses. It made her really look in the mirror at her own drinking habits. She played a moderation game for years without success. Finally, at the end of 2020, mid-pandemic, she hit rock bottom. She says, "After my unexpected divorce in 2017, I turned to alcohol, particularly wine, to help cope with the fear, stress, and loneliness as I started out on my life as a newly single mom of two young boys. Next thing I knew, I was drinking almost every night and I couldn't seem to control it. I found myself at an all-time low on the day after Christmas of 2020. I was hopeless, depressed, a shell of a human. I can remember the night waking up at 3 a.m., so sick, sweating, crying, and begging for someone to help. The next day, I started to attend an online sobriety Zoom meeting and signed up for a sobriety course. The rest is history. My life has totally changed since that day 2 years ago. I don't even recognize the girl that I once was. I have found my purpose in life, and that is helping other women who are struggling with alcohol find hope and confidence within themselves." So that being said, welcome finally to the podcast. I know you've been wanting to get on here and schedules have been crazy, but I am super, super proud of you and where you are right now. The listeners will get to hear your story and they'll see why I'm saying how proud I am of you right off the bat. You look fabulous, by the way. I love hearing about the changes that you have made since I worked with you. So Megan is a former client of mine. She's also become a friend. And I'm just warning you, most of the clients I have become friends. So I'm kind of with you for life. And you know, I always felt like our personalities kind of clicked. Maybe it was the healthcare background. Maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was our sense of humor. But I always really felt like, oh my gosh, she's going to make it. Even though there was days you didn't think you were going to make it. And about a year ago, had not heard from you for probably the start of the pandemic. And I get this card in the mail and I have no idea. I didn't even know you knew my address. I get this card in the mail and I open it and it's from you. And I'm like, I hadn't heard from you for like a year or so. And it was a thank you card. And I cried and I showed my husband and he basically says, you know, I work in manufacturing. You get stuff like this all the time. And so I have all of the stuff people send me. I'll probably get buried with it, but it's just validation in all the shit we go through and looking at you right now and getting to hear everything that you've done. I'm actually getting tears in my eyes right now. So let's stop talking about that. But I am proud of you. And I knew you would do it. I didn't know you would do this, which makes me all the more proud. So now that I've been rambling, because that's what Dr. Heidi does, tell us a little bit about how you found me and a little bit about yourself and what your life looked like and why you were looking for me.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. And now I feel like I might be a little stalker. I found out your address. I mailed you a card. I must have had it.
You might have even asked me, but you know, I don't know, but all of a sudden I was just really surprised. So I loved that. That was
a big deal. I'd like to think that's what I did. But to be honest, so I don't even know how long ago now. Let's just say 2019.
I just thought of something. My home address is now my business address. So all you had to, because I moved home in the pandemic. Yeah. So you're not a stalker. It's fine.
Yeah. I probably Googled it. And yeah. So thankfully, yes.
And now I just told the world that my home address is on the website.
Maybe we should start over. So how I found you originally before I stalked you, I was really struggling around 2019. I was about 2 years divorced at this point, and I was really struggling. And I remember one night just literally Google searching, help with a toxic relationship. Help me, you know, a coach to help me get out of a toxic relationship. And Dr. Heidi's.
Did you know you were like, you searched toxic relationship?
Yes. I don't know. I might've just put like in relationship with somebody who's driving me nuts. I don't really remember exactly what I did.
The only reason I asked that is because I would have never searched that. I would have searched how to be a better wife, how to fix my relationship, how to keep my partner happy. Like I didn't click that, oh, this might be abuse or this might be unhealthy. I just felt like that's the way it was. So I was curious because, you know, I think people are led to different things for different reasons, but.
Yeah. I think I wanted a solution. I wanted out. I wanted an answer. I wanted to be like, get me out, remove me from the situation. And so I literally Google searched it, and that's how I found you. I just reached out. I filled out something online, and then we met, and you know, the rest is history. But yeah, that was just such a huge moment in my life. And had I never Google searched that, I don't even think, you know, I would be sitting here today, because just working with you was just the catalyst to the whole rest of my healing journey. And just dealing with this toxic relationship in my life allowed me then to work on all the other areas of myself in my life that needed work.
I'm gonna say something here that is kind of important for listeners to know. Not everybody knows my story, because just like anybody's story, it's got all these switchbacks. It looks like a plate of spaghetti. And if I try to tell you this, I got to tell you 27 things to make this make sense. And so I don't talk too much about me leaving the relationship, but I sometimes will talk about the day I ran away. And the day I actually ran away from my former, I had already been divorced for 2 years. So Megan is a little bit like me, and we both had toxic intimate relationships and marriages. And then we found other people in our lives that were kind of toxic also. But when you found me, you were in my position, because you were already divorced and basically nothing changed other than you were living in two houses, which was extremely frustrating, because you think, oh, I have the divorce papers in my hand and yay. And you're still being told what to do, and you're still being criticized, and you're still, you know, whatever it is that was going on in the relationship. But I think people need to realize, I didn't know it when I was in it, and you didn't know it when you were at that point, but they don't care, as long as they still get what they need. They don't care if they're married or not. And I think that was very, very desperation for you.
Yeah, it was very tough for those first, even like 3 years after my divorce. It was almost like, for me personally, like worse, because now I just felt horrible that I, and you know, had gotten divorced. I felt horrible for my kids. I had all of that guilt, all of that shame just carrying on me. Then plus was like getting bombarded and just couldn't, you know, my friend always says like, he was in your kitchen. And that's true, like just in my head all the time, messages 24 hours a day, just all the time, anything I did. So it was tough. I really was like beat down at the point when I reached out to you. It's just absolutely incredible to be, again, just to be sitting here. And I remember one of the first things you asked me, you said, what do you want to get out of working with me? And you said one word, and I said, peace. And you said, that's pretty much what everybody says. Literally, that's our conversation. And I won't forget it, because that's what I wanted. I wanted peace in my life. And I could honestly say that I have that now. I do. And I have like goosebumps thinking about it. I have peace. I never would have thought that I would find that.
And actually, when I make a decision now, or I think about doing something or not doing something, I always ask, is this going to bring peace in my life? Or is this going to upset the peace in my life? Because once you find it, it's very precious, you know, and I mean, just, you know, looking at you and your smile, I can already tell. So I love that. That means we accomplished our goal. Now, yeah. I should tell you this. I support my clients. My clients do the work, and you can give me credit for being here and listening, but you cannot give me credit for all the hard work that you did to get you where you are now. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about where you are now and why I'm so incredibly proud of you.
Yeah. So soon after kind of working with Dr. Heidi, and let me just tell you too, like at the time I was struggling financially. I had filed bankruptcy back around the time of my divorce. But I really wanted help and I really wanted to work with Dr. Heidi. I remember one year my mom paid for a Dr. Heidi session because she knew how, for my birthday, it was my birthday gift. And because she knew how much it was changing me and helping me. So anyways, I just wanted to mention that. So now it's just, things are different. After I worked on that toxic relationship and kind of gained, I guess you could say, some control of my life and myself, I then moved on to tackle another problem that I realized I had kind of developed over the years of trying to cope with this unhealthy relationship in my life. And that was, I actually turned to drinking alcohol. And what I thought was just having wine at home to wind down really turned into an unhealthy relationship, which eventually just beat down my mental health more than it already was. And I, mid-pandemic, I was, you know, around actually December 26, 2020 was the last drink I had. And that's the day everything else changed, you know? So like we can't expect to change everything in our life in one day. It takes time. And so for me, that was the journey that I went. And so I started a support group online for attending one for women. Again, good old Google, found a support group with virtual meetings and started going. I didn't know what to expect, and stopping drinking completely, again, changed my life.
I think, you know, in those situations, once we realize, oh my gosh, look where I am. How did I get here? We want a light switch. Like we want it fixed, and we have to realize it was a process getting us here. And so it's always a process getting out, and the process getting out is always hard.
Yeah, it is. I clawed my way though. I knew I wanted out. I knew I wanted better. I have two boys. They're now 8 and 13, and I just wanted a better life for them and me. And so the thing with alcohol though, is that we don't have to hit rock bottom to want a better life for ourselves. Mm-hmm. I kept thinking like, well, I'm not an alcoholic, or I don't drink in the morning, or I haven't gotten a DUI. I haven't had all these bad things happen. So I don't qualify to be somebody who would be sober or alcohol free, which is so not true from everything now that I've learned. If you feel like it's a problem, then it's a problem. That's it. Doesn't matter if it's you drink once a week, once a month, every day, one glass of wine, one bottle of wine.
Okay. If you feel it's a problem. People deny that it's a problem. What if they feel that it's a problem, but deny that it's a problem and convince themselves it's not a problem?
Well, that definitely happens more often than not. I mean, right. And it happened to me. So it's just follow your intuition, because most likely it's causing a problem, especially when that's the thing too, is like, when we stop drinking, we get a clear mind. So we don't question our own sanity. We don't question our decisions. So had I not self-medicated really for the years after my divorce, I feel like I would have been in a better place and not been putting up with this bull crap, not been letting all those texts bother me, I would have just went on with my merry life. But I was in such a bad mental state as well from drinking, because it's a depressant and it causes your cortisol levels in your body to increase when you drink. So now my stress hormones are going crazy. So I just didn't feel good about myself. So I kept allowing that behavior in my life.
Well, it was easier. Easier than climbing the mountain to make the change. Just like staying in a toxic relationship is easier because it's familiar. You know how to operate in it. And if you get out, I don't know how hard it's going to be. And I don't know what I'm going to face on the other side. So I may as well just stay here, you know?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
So how did you decide you were going to start your new business?
So I started an Instagram page, Soba Sisters, back in June of 2021. I was about 6 months sober at this point, and I had already had a food page that I had started in the beginning of the pandemic.
So what's it called? Soba Sisters?
Soba Sisters. I live in Boston, so it's taken a Boston accent. Soba Sisters. You know, there's no R's on it here in Boston. So I'd actually had a group chat with some moms in town. We are all trying to, all single moms, all self-medicating after our divorces. And we all started a group chat and we named it Soba Sisters. So eventually I did stop drinking. And so I was like, I'm going to start an Instagram page. I don't know what I'm doing, but it kind of used it as like my diary. I felt something inside me that I had to help people. And I work in healthcare for 10 years. And so it's just naturally, I feel like in me to want to help. But once I realized how life-changing this is, I knew I just had to help people. So I started an Instagram account and I started hosting support meetings for women for free. And I did them twice a week for free for, over a year. And it was absolutely incredible. Eventually I ended up getting my health coaching certification. I became a certified professional recovery coach, a She Recovers coach, and I started doing sober coaching for women. And it's been the most absolutely incredible thing.
You love it, don't you? And you know, people will probably say the same thing to you that they say to me. Well, what do you do for a living? Well, you tell them and they look at you like, why would you want to talk about that all the time? And they don't understand how it makes your past make so much sense to be able to reach back and, you know, encourage and inspire. And that's exactly where you went.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like you just, then someone reaches their hand to you, which was you reached your hand to me. And then I get better and I heal. And then I reach my hand to someone else and then they get better. And it's just the ripple effect is absolutely incredible, but I don't see myself doing anything else. I kind of eat, sleep and breathe sobriety and helping women. And it's just been insane. And I also work for an app too, which is like enabled me to then basically leave my hospital job and dig myself out of financial ruins, which was another reason I drank for financial reasons and the financial stress, and slowly build back my financial life. And it's not exactly where I want to be, but I'm telling you, it is way better than where I was. It's night and day.
So how do your, you know, you mentioned before we started that you have retreats. So what do you provide for people?
Yeah. So I just, the funny little backstory.
Part of that is because I'm curious as well. Like I want to.
You could do this. This would be great. But the funny thing is, many years ago, I really was made to believe that it was unsafe for me to travel anywhere. I wouldn't even travel into Boston with my kids, that it was unsafe to drive, and I then believed it and I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything.
I think one of our calls when I was working with you, you were supposed to take the kids to your mom and dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a two calls worth, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it literally, he didn't want us to drive all the way home to see my family, which was like a 500 mile ride. And so I didn't go for years. I didn't see my family. And yeah, that was tough. But I did it. I remember that first time that I went, and I was so proud of myself for going. And yeah, that's so crazy now to like bring me back and to that. But my point is that I just got on a plane by myself, 30 hours, and traveled all the way to Bali, Indonesia. And I hosted a women's retreat, an alcohol-free women's retreat. And it was just absolutely incredible. I never would have, that wasn't even a dream, like on my bucket list. I didn't even like dream that big, but I did it.
Well, I've had retreats, but I've never thought, oh, I think I'll go to Bali. I'm like, oh, I think I'll go to Missouri.
Right. Well, maybe that might be my next one, staying in the States and saying a little, you know, I don't have to, well, no, I actually already signed up and I'm doing Bali again in May, 2024. So, but basically what we, this was such an amazing, incredible group of women who are all alcohol free at this point. And there was four nurses, a psychologist, and just some really awesome women all on their own healing journey. Mm-hmm. And we would wake up every morning from 7 to 8:30 and do like a support circle and with like some yoga and just like, you know, workshop and like motivational things. And then we had like activities planned every day, but we also had time to ourselves. But we all bonded so much, and we were there for 7 days together. I was gone almost 2 weeks, and we all got matching tattoos. And oh, I mean, fun. It was just, I had never met anybody, any of those women until that trip. So, so incredible.
Yes. I love that. So if people need to find you, how can they get a hold of you if they want more information or have questions about, or do you coach privately too?
I do. And I did a lot of like one-on-one coaching. And then I found with this particular subject that group coaching was much more effective. And so every month I run group coaching, and actually like I've had the same core group that keeps signing up since December. Every month this core group just keeps signing up. And then we get new people in. And I also have the Soba Sisters Sobriety Club, which is a monthly club membership type thing that you can come to. I host several meetings a week. We have members that host meetings. We have a private community where we like chat community. So you can just find me. I'm mostly on Instagram at Soba Sisters. I'm sure we'll put it somewhere in the show notes.
And I can put your links and stuff too. And of course, if anybody doesn't know how to do that, they know how to get a hold of me.
That'll be great. Yeah. Yeah. Just reach out, especially if you've ever one time questioned that, like maybe alcohol isn't my thing, or, maybe I should stop, or feel like it's causing me anxiety, just check it out. It's worth it. It's worth taking a break and, you know, meeting some other incredible women that are trying to do the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Well, I love, that you're doing what you're doing. And I love the fact that you have just jumped in with both feet, and you basically did the same thing I did. I mean, it was, and I don't know who's religious and who's spiritual, but I always make a joke. The Lord said, okay, you're going to be a chiropractor for 25 years while I train you for your real job. They kind of did the same thing to you. Okay, you're going to be a nurse. Is that what you did? Yeah. Were you a nurse?
Right. Radiology.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. You're going to do that while we get you ready for this. And it's so crazy how, when you look back, if you would have changed one thing along the way, you know, and so all the things that we question about, oh, why did we go through that? Why did we have, you know, now you're looking back just like I am going, I get it. You know,
yes. I have goosebumps again. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. I wouldn't change it. Even all those painful years, because it's just the amount of people that I feel like I have been able to help. It's worth it all. You know, like people's lives are changing, just like my life was changed. You know, I mean, I can't say enough about you, and thank you enough, Dr. Heidi, for sure, for just helping guide me to make the decisions that, for me to make my own decisions that were right for me and to feel good about it. And, you know, something else you told me, I remember, that really helped me was you had said, I kept saying, well, I'm trying to figure out why this person would treat me this way. What, there must be something wrong with them. There must be a diagnosis or something, because they care about me, what I think, or I thought so. And why would they do this? And you're like, just, it doesn't matter. All that matters is they're not healthy for you. And that right there just helped me, because I kept wanting answers. Like, I'm a fixer. I wanted to have an answer, an explanation, to try to help.
We want validation. So we want this list of check boxes so that we know it's not us and that we can have a reason, you know. And what people don't realize is we get to decide who's healthy for us and who's not. It doesn't matter anything about them. If they're not healthy for us, that's okay. And we have permission to exit any situation like that.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been able to do that above and beyond since that, just with friendships over the years and in other toxic relationships that I may have found myself in, and just use that as a tool, like, for my life. And now I don't have anybody in my life that's toxic or makes me feel bad or brings me bad energy. I got a small circle, but that's okay. It's safe. And
part of the reason you're able to say that is because you have found a place in your life, in almost all your situations and all your environments, where your body feels at peace. So you have that calmness. And the minute you are in the vicinity of someone who presents as maybe unsafe for you, you feel it in your body. Mm-hmm. And we felt it at the beginning of our toxic relationships. We just gave them the benefit of the doubt and made excuses. But now that you've had times of peace, you can feel that very, very quickly. And the chances of you stepping even into a friendship that's like that is very, very slim, because you've done the work to put yourself first. It's one thing to recognize, you know, the traits and the red flags. It's the second thing to go, okay, but my personality normally puts myself last, and I have to, because I deserve to put myself first. And that's when you get to feeling like you're feeling. I love it.
I love it. You too.
Yes. So if I have people ask where to find you, I'll let them know, but I'll also put your contact information and your links and stuff in the show notes.
Perfect. That sounds great. Love it.
Well, thank you so much. And if you know, we do have some feedback, and I've got people that want to do something with you, I'll send the whole group your way.
Yeah, send them my way. Come check it out. Come to a Sober Sisters meeting. See, you know, and yeah, can't hurt. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you for being such an inspiration to people. I love that.
Thank you. My pleasure.